You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Hey, 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 what is up? What's happening? Back at you again. Let's do this. And I'm really, really excited for this one. This is an interview with one of my favorite people of all time with a fantastic story. So let me properly introduce this young lady. She is a Latina mom of three who 20 years ago came to the USA on vacation, but decided to stay because she saw hope and opportunity. She started off as a nanny and cleaning houses, but went on to become a million-dollar earner in network marketing. Please help me welcome Paula Chavez. Paula.
Hi, Ray. Hi, everybody. I'm super excited to be here. Thank you. Yay. Thank you for the love. That's
yes. Amazing.
And a few minutes ago, I watched your Instagram reel.
That's a good one.
Point to that. Yeah, don't go watch it right now. Okay, wait, you guys, after this, go watch it.
Well, it's just I explained this to our inner circle. So yesterday, someone that I actually know her, but someone commented on my Instagram, one of my Instagram posts, and it was, you know, very negative. And I looked at her bio and it said, I swear to God, in her bio, it said MLM cult survivor. And I'm like, survivor? I mean, we got human trafficking victims. We have prisoners of war. Like Tuesday night, I was at an event and this guy had been a prisoner of war for 5 years in Hanoi, like in one of the worst, you know, war scenarios of all time. And I went up to him and I said, thank you for your service. And he said, he goes, yeah, I made it out. Man, I'm going to get emotional, man. I made it out, but 17 of my classmates didn't. Ugh. And I'm like, dang, dude. And you're just throwing around that word survivor like that? Like, I had to retaliate.
And you know what? Like, for me, when I think of my journey coming to the United States on a plane, I was like 23, right out of school. It was a big deal to me. But when I feel like defeated or anything like that, I think about my dad. And I'm like, this dude moved from, my dad was Arabic. He was born in Jordan. So he traveled by himself looking for his family that was in Colombia by boat, not knowing the language. And so when I think of those things, I'm like, this is nothing. Like, I can do this. And this is probably part of what I want to talk about today. But there's always somebody who has it worse than us. And somebody saying that they survived. What?
I just think it's you know, like, hey, if you don't like it, cool. Not for everybody. But to say you survived, it's kind of insulting to survivors. Of abuse, trauma, trafficking, you know, Viktor Frankl, concentration camps, prisoners of war. Like, it's just such a crock of shit. And so anyway, we get off track here. You brought it up, I want to point out. But so you have clearly overcame obstacles. You've clearly, you know, made the climb. You know, you weren't given some advantage. You made the climb. And when you started out, you know, it's not like you had major social media influence or something like that. And so can you tell me a little bit about, you know, your journey of going from cleaning houses, you know, et cetera, to becoming so successful in network marketing?
So growing up, I had a pretty good life. I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Colombia. And when I came here, it was something temporary. I was meeting with my dad. I was supposed to go back home, but knowing the situation, the possibilities in my country, and then being here and seeing, you know, like being exposed to more abundance.
And how old were you at that point?
I was about 20, 22, 23. It was right before 9/11. So the same year of 2001. Yeah. So
yeah,
a few years ago. So that same year. And just being here and seeing opportunities. I didn't start in network marketing. I didn't find out about the industry until much later when I had kids. But I did see the possibilities and the opportunities available in entrepreneurship. So it became something years down the line, something like I would like to work for myself. So yeah, I mean, my first years here were about surviving. I had somewhere, I needed somewhere to live. I needed to make income. Sometimes I was cleaning houses. I was babysitting. And then when I had my first child, that's when I realized I wanted to stay home with her. So I became a stay-at-home mom. I didn't want to go back to take care of other people's kids and neglecting mine.
Sure.
So stayed home for like 3 years, but then there was something missing. I felt like I needed to contribute to the home income. At this point, I didn't know anybody. I had no family here. We lived, we live now in Florida, but we used to live in New Jersey. So I just felt very lonely. It felt very, like I didn't have friends. I didn't know many people. Nothing. Like I didn't go to school here. I didn't live in a neighborhood for years. I always say to people, you are at an advantage if you grew up here because you know people. I didn't have that.
Sure.
Right? So I don't know. I guess it wasn't an obstacle in my mind. I didn't realize that was a thing against me. I just chose to start meeting people.
you didn't know that was an excuse you could use,
right? Yeah, like I could have said,
honestly, I mean, it's like sometimes people are just too aware of the excuses that other people would buy into, and mm-hmm. they're like, oh, wait a minute, y'all will buy into that. I don't know anyone. Oh, okay, you know. And so that's a really powerful observation. So what did you, how did you get introduced to network marketing?
So I started my weight loss journey and I was using some products. I'm no longer with that company, but it was the personal development and the personal growth part of it. And
how'd you get introduced?
So, right? Yes. Yeah, so I started doing the work for myself and then I just loved the products and people were asking me, what are you doing? Like nobody presented the opportunity to me immediately, right?
So some network marketer sold you on network marketing products, but didn't tell you it was network marketing.
Exactly.
Got it.
It was just, okay, here are the products. Mm-hmm. Use them. I was getting results. I was sending people their way. And then I got an email with some opportunity call, same team. I'm like, oh, I want to see this. And then I signed up for the discount for myself. I didn't get the picture. And I feel like sometimes we think that people understand what we're talking about. I didn't. I didn't get it. I didn't know anything about direct sales or network marketing or MLMs or pyramids, like none of that stuff. Like, I didn't know. I just knew that I was doing something for me. I was getting a discount on a product and people were asking me what I was doing. So I was just sending people to the company and to the, you know,
So I just want to point something out. Okay. This is why you tell every customer, right, without pressuring them, but you have to tell every customer that there's a possibility to make extra money if they want. Because here you're looking at a $1 million earner in network marketing that was brought in by somebody that didn't explain to them that there was an opportunity and they didn't get it. So just think about that. You could have a customer right now in your customer hub or whatever you want to call it that will go on to be a $1 million earner somewhere, maybe with you, maybe somewhere else. But if you're too chicken to at least tell them about it, and it's just as simple as saying, hey, you know that product that you like, you can actually make money by telling others about it. If you'd like to learn more, I'm happy to share it with you. Right? Would that line have worked on you?
Yeah, and it was an email, but after much time, I'm like, oh wait, I can get these products that I've been buying at a discount, and I can make commissions on this. People have been asking me about it. Oh, okay. So I signed up. I signed up and I just started sharing. And this is something that I feel so passionate about. People give up before they see results. But I find it's because they give themselves a deadline. I didn't have a deadline. I'm like, oh, I'm having fun. I'm sharing something that I love. You don't like it? Okay, you're lost. You want to criticize me? Okay. I remember going to family dinners and things like that, or friends are like, oh, there she comes with her stuff. I'm like, it's really good. You should try it. But I didn't take that stuff so personal. Yeah. I don't know if maybe ignorance on fire, how they say, or it was just like within me, like, I'm going to do this with or without you. I don't care.
Yeah. And that's the way to be. That's how I was too.
Yeah. So just like that, like just getting results and just talking to everybody. So I started doing the trainings and they were talking about talk to people and make a list of people. I'm like, well, I don't have people. Where do I find people? So it was just wherever I went, I just talked to people. I had little kids. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to the park. And I would go to a park and start talking to people. Oh my God, your kid is so cute. Where did you get those shoes? And just, I'm like, okay, if I'm going to do something with this, the more I learned, the more I realized this business needs people. If I don't open up and talk to people, I'm a homebody. I love my bubble. You always find me here at home for the most part. But I also get very passionate about it. And if I'm passionate about this, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do things. I'm going to talk to people. It became a habit now. But I just going back to that, this is like 12 years ago when I found about the industry. So it's always, I'm not saying that I see people as a number or as a business opportunity, but I've just learned to be somebody of value, smile, be somebody who compliments somebody, and you attract people. You start attracting people to you and wanting to know what you do and that type of thing. So,
yeah. And I love that you share that, some of your family were like, oh God, here she comes. And you're just like, eh, whatever. You know, it's not a life ending, judgment there. It's like,
I'm a survivor.
Yeah, you're a survivor. Oh my God. I didn't even realize this. You are a survivor. So you non-supportive family survivor.
Survivor. Oh my, that's gonna be my whole Instagram. Yes.
And then and then what happened? Then they said no. Oh my God. Right. So you're a survivor. Congrats. It's amazing. What's that?
Did they kidnap you? No. No, they didn't. And I kept money. Oh my God.
I have a part two. I actually like the second one better. That'll be coming out here soon. But I just
refresh, we'll all be refreshing your Insta.
Yeah. But just think about that attitude. Here you're hearing someone share with you that didn't have, the family was kind of making fun of her. It's like, whatever. People said they didn't want it. It's like, okay. But she just kept showing up and didn't have an influence, didn't have a big circle, didn't have any of that stuff. The things that some people use as, well, if only I had that, then I would be successful. And you made it happen anyway. And so it's really, really cool. So were you doing anything on social media back then?
Oh my gosh, not in the beginning. And when I get Facebook memories, I have literally comments from friends. They're like, Pau, where are you? We haven't heard from you. Why aren't you answering? I was because I didn't have this big vision of what was possible, right? Like I didn't get all the pieces. I was just building. I in my mind I was sharing something that I was using myself, that I was having fun with, and I was making friends and I was reading books, and I never read before in my life. So I was reading books and I'm like, oh my God. So then I'm sharing stuff and I'm like chasing my husband with like, you need to read this book. And he's like, okay. Like for a moment, I think I was like, you know, like trying to make everybody convert into this cult. That's not really a cult, but it's like you just feel so good and you wanted to share it with other people. So I would just say, you guys, focus on building that belief that, you know what? If somebody else can do it, why not me? And that's what I thought. Like as I started listening to stories, you always talk to us about highlighting stories from people on your team, small little stories, success stories. That's what I was listening to. That's what I was plugging into weekly. So I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, really? Like, oh my God, that's possible. Like, okay. Oh my God, we need money for Christmas. Look at this. Like, maybe we can do something with that. So that your belief starts building up. But again, I didn't have in my mind this thing like, okay, even a year, I'm not a millionaire, I'm out. It took me 10 years to reach that status. 10 years. I was making some extra money to bring home. I was also became a fitness instructor and I was doing things like that. We were still struggling, but I have so much belief in the industry and in myself that nothing that people told me was gonna stop me. And I had my mom, I still today, I have my moments where I'm like, screw it, this sucks. And right. And that's why I have Ray to like calm me down. It's like, chill, chill. What's, you know, so I had that belief and all of that, but that's great. As you start moving up, you start needing a different type of circle of people to be around you and stuff. So if you're finding yourself, maybe you're stuck right now, it's maybe because, like Ray says, you're counting your missteps, right? That did I misquote that? But yeah, you said you're
Dwelling on your missteps.
looking at the things that you're doing wrong and focus on the things that are going good. Like, did you meet somebody today? Cool. That's awesome. Put it in your list of wins. Stop collecting the negatives because that's every single day. You're going to find more reasons to give up, more reasons to, and that's, I think that's.
And I see some people very smartly tagging people. I mean, you want your
Oh,
team to hear this, so feel free to
share.
share. Feel free to, what's that?
No, share.
Feel free to share. Feel free to tag people. But you mentioned it took you 10 years. It took me 10 years, right? And I mean, most people, they won't do it their whole life, right? So 50 years, it doesn't matter. That time's going to pass anyway. But for me, I mean, if you just think about my example, 4 years of being full-time entrepreneur, I was broke. I was in foreclosure. I was $1 million in debt. I looked like an idiot. But then 4 years later, after that, had my first $1 million year, and then doubled it the next year, then doubled it the year after that. And so, that's 8 years, right? It took me 8 years to have my first $1 million year. Or one of our good friends, Amy Murphy. She was 15 years in network marketing,
Multiple.
had never made more than she spent. She had never made more money than she spent. 15 years in, finds our social media training, becomes $1 million earner. And she did a lot of work. I'm not taking credit for that. But so you just don't know, right? You keep going. Have you, I don't even know the answer to this. I think you have, but have you been to one of our events in person? You have, right?
Yeah, so I went the first year that I found out about, I don't know, I should share with you guys how I found Ray because it's like the version of Ray that
It's a funny
not many
story.
know, which is so funny because a friend of mine sent me a video of Ray from the Rank Makers community. He already knows, so it's fine. You just never know.
Stole
It She recorded it. She sent it to me. She's like, don't tell anybody. Don't say anything. Don't share this. Just watch it. I'm like, okay. So I watch it. And he's like, Ray, this is the video. And I don't remember which one it is, but you talk about be so good they can't ignore you. And that phrase has stuck with me forever. And it was that video, and you're like mad, your pool in the other house is like in the back. And so I'm seeing this, and it's like work, and it doesn't matter if they're not paying attention to you. And it was, I guess, in a moment where I needed to hear that. And I'm like, oh my God, where is this? Who's this dude? Who's this guy? I need that. She's like, oh, he goes live every day. So I'm expecting that every day, right? And I join Rank Makers, and yeah, I mean, it's okay. You're not like that every day, which is great. Which is great. So much value.
It'd get exhausting if I was that every day.
But that's what if it was been like very calm, mellow Ray, maybe it wouldn't have impacted me. But anyway, I hung out in the Rank Makers community every single day, took my kids to school, came back home. While I was doing the dishwasher, I was listening to you. And that helped me so much because it was a new version of me that I was discovering as a leader now. I don't know if you remember yesterday that I said I didn't want to be a leader. I just wanted to sell. I just, like, at this point, like, when I joined the company that I'm with now almost 5 years ago, I was, like, defeated as a leader in the past. And I was like, I just want to sell. I don't want to be a leader. I don't know what I'm doing. I just want to sell. And you helped me discover that through like that daily. And then you had a Rank Makers event, but it was sold out. So I couldn't go to that one. So I then went to the next one, which was here in Orlando in 2018. And in that one, 2018 or no, 19.
Oh, okay, 19. So the last in person.
At the Top Earner Club, I met, like, I was this little six-figure earner. I had not been recognized as million-dollar earner yet in the company. I wasn't there yet. And I'm there. I felt like the tiny person, but I felt like I'm in the right place. But I felt super overwhelmed. It was scary. It was legit. It was scary because I knew I was stepping into a new version, a new level of me. And yeah, it was scary, but I had belief that I could do it. And I had belief in the Rank Makers community and in Ray. Like, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to commit. I'm going to show up and see what happens. And I was there sitting in the first row all the time. I always say I'm a front row diva. I love being in live events, sitting in the front and just soaking it all in. And I can't believe that now, what, 3 years later, I'm going to be sitting on that stage and sharing with you guys. Like, what?
Super excited. So yeah, as Paula said, she is one of our speakers at Rank Makers Live. So we're super excited to see her there. Thanks for hopping on here. Give her some love. If you got value from this, share this with your team. How many need to hear that inspiring story? I think it's awesome. It's one of my favorite stories. And so make sure you share this if you have teammates that might benefit from this.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.